For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So we've been talking a little bit about this heated rivalry Australian version that is due to come out. It's basically based off this Aussie novel called Yeah, the Boys by Holden Shepherd, and it's being adapted into an 8-part drama series.
It's going to be really cool. Similar to Heated Rivalry, it's two guys who play on opposing teams in the Heated Rivalry at least, and then their romance over the space of X amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it's like three friends, I believe, who have had confusing feelings, and mm-hmm. some of them are closeted, but there's some love there, and there's some feelings that they're going to explore. That is what we've heard, and I reckon it's going to be a great show.
It's all based around country footy as well, which is just really cool, given the sphere that the AFL has been going through the last couple of years.
It's hopefully a positive space. Oh, that's what we're hoping for.
100%. But look, you and I thought we'd give a bit of AFL erotica a go.
Well, because it is. It's based off the books, and it is a little bit, and like, you know, it's like, oh, give him a hard tackle, you know. It's a bit of that. So I had to go yesterday.
Yeah.
I made it, like, the character's name was Tim,
mm-hmm.
Because I thought, like, how can people connect to this character? I'll do me. I've asked you to loosely do you for yours.
Loosely, it's interesting.
I won't play mine again.
Yeah.
I didn't like my sexy voice.
No, your sexy voice sounded like you were doing a movie trailer. It was a lot.
After the cricket on Channel 9.
Yeah.
Like, that was the energy that
I
had.
Bit of that gear. But look, this is my take on an AFL steamy novel.
Davo had always admired a good ruckman. It wasn't just the height, it wasn't just the reach, it was the way he could dominate a stoppage. Every Saturday, Davo would find themselves watching from the wing as the big man got first hands onto every hotly contested ball. That's elite tap work, Davo would whisper. One afternoon, fate brought them together. The ruckman looked Davo in the eyes and said, "Get in front position." Davo nearly gave away a 50-metre penalty on the spot. The game intensified. The pressure was enormous. There was repeat entries deep inside forward 50. Davo found themselves pinned underneath the big man at a boundary throw-in and thought, "This is exactly where I want to be." The crowd was roaring. The bodies were crashing. The contact was constant. At one point, Davo was absolutely flattened in a ruck contest. Again, they shouted. The umpire blew his whistle. Play on. Four quarters later, exhausted and covered in grass stains, Davo looked up at the giant ruckman. "You know," they said, "I've spent all day trying to get on the end of your delivery." The ruckman smiled. "That's what a good teammate does." And with that, they embraced. The crowd stood and applauded, mostly because they'd won by 87 points. But Davo liked to think it was for something else.
Yeah.
I like the end there. There was a lot of innuendo, and then it was like, well, it was a great result for all because we want to win. Sport's good and sportsmanship's even better.
Yeah, wholesome sandwich.
Wow. I mean, it's a sandwich of something. I don't know if we should be giving the reins to things like this.
Why?
It's too steamy.
No, oh, sorry.
I didn't like...
I'm sorry.
I didn't like me either. But there you go. That's a world that no one wants to see come to life on the screen.
Tim and Davo.
Have you ever had any, like, plumbing issues, like in any rentals you've lived in, where it's like you've had to call a plumber out and it's like whether your bathroom's flooded mm-hmm. or like something's blocked, like a drain or something like that?
I mean, I did share with you off air a heinous story from me and my ex-partner. Can't talk about that. No, one other time that I did have a bad one is our bathroom flooded because I was in high school and I thought I'd do a scientific experiment by keeping the plug in even though there was only one little drip, and I figured that it would take a really long time for the bathroom to flood up. Unfortunately, it didn't. The wood expanded on the doorways and my dad never forgave me.
So, plumbing issues. That's what I want to talk about. There's this crazy video of these plumbers somewhere in Australia. And it's always one of those things. I think we get really complacent whether you own your house or you're in your rental. The things that you just let go down the drain. Like, what am I doing, man? Just like a half a carrot. Oh no, it's gone down there. Like, whatever. And you get those, like, have you heard about that Melbourne fatberg?
Oh, yeah. You got to be so careful.
The biggest fatberg in the world. There was, just clogged drains and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was a real bad one overseas as well. That literally was
bigger than some island
nations. A disaster.
Yeah. There's this video of, this one's less foul than a lot of these things.
Great.
And I've had this at one of the places I was living at. And the... what's that? Like, you know the people that are into pimple popping, which is cooked. What's that? Like, that sensation?
I don't know.
It's like, it's kind of like that.
That
these plumbers pulled out 17 meters of roots from someone's, like, drain. Like
roots.
A pipe. Like tree roots.
Tree roots.
Tree roots. What roots?
Modern. I don't know.
It is. And like the, I've done it. I didn't get 17 metres out of our place. One of the rentals I used to live in on the border of Victoria and New South Wales, it was like a really old house. And I was like, every time I have a shower, the overflow outside of the house, there's water everywhere. And I was like, what is it? And I was out the front. I could see these like little sticks. And I was like, oh. And I grabbed it. And like the mud and the roots, I think this thing was like 6 metres at least.
Wow.
Just pulling it out. And like, the satisfaction of like unclogging that drain.
Yeah, nice.
Incredible.
Yeah, it stayed with you,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, like yep. I'll take that with me wherever I go.
I can see the smile on it your face is from ear to ear, mate. He's stoked.
Birth of my son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wedding to my incredible, beautiful
gorgeous,
wife.
Tidy little number.
When I pulled out those vines from the drain. Yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
Huge.
Wanted to talk about some plumbing disasters on 52232955. I've never had a flooding. Not a massive flooding of the bathroom. I also did an experiment when I was in
did
my
ya?
Teen years. And I like put some towels around the base of the shower. I was like, I'm going to fill the shower up. Like those croc tanks in Darwin. Like I was like, I want to be standing in water. And it got like probably to ankle level deep. But then the towels just flew and water everywhere. And I don't think my mum and dad have ever forgiven me.
No,
that
that's fair. If you're expanding the wood, it's a really bad time.
That's what they kept saying. I don't. Why is
the structure of the house is ruined.
No,
whatever.
We can't resell.
We're scientists.
52232955. Let's chat about plumbing disasters. We can talk about the plumbing disasters that are uncomfortable as well, like the ones and the twos.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing. That's a thing. If you're a clogger and there was a bad one, we'd love to safely.
Look, triggered. I'm triggered personally.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, well, as you know.
I'm trying to pretend. I'm trying to keep it mysterious. 52232955. If you're a plumber, we'd love to chat to you as well. You would have seen some things. A mate of mine, they were visiting their mother and father-in-law and she went upstairs to do a numero duo and I unfortunately clogged the toilet so bad that it flooded and the log
came out.
Water came down the waterfall.
I really
the bathroom floor.
Hate that you use that L word.
Sorry. And she didn't know what to do. How good is this? Her husband took the fall. Was like, I did it. It was me. I told you. I was like, if this happened at work, I would take the fall for you because I know you would literally, I don't think you'd ever be able to come back if it was actually you.
And honestly, I looked you in the eye and said, that means the world to me.
Yeah, and I
thank
would.
You so much.
And I want people to know that I'd do it for you. If we're at a public toilet, you know, the beautiful ones at Winch or at Queenscliff and it happens, I'm your guy.
Yeah, great.
I'll take the fall.
I want you to know I won't be taking the blame for you if that ever happens to you.
Ben from Newcombe's given us a call because we are chatting about plumbing disasters. Ben, what have you got for us?
Pretty stock standard, Tim and Dave. I did need to use the toilet.
Nice.
Didn't get a clean snap,
had to
use probably a bit more toilet paper than I wanted to, and yeah, hit the flush button and no movement really.
Well, it sounds like there was a bit of movement. Yeah. Reports.
So I suppose no movement down the pipes. The only movement was the water coming up the bowl.
So how, like, are we talking about things getting on the floor? Like, how bad was the clog? Where, like, was it in the house?
No things getting on the floor, water on the floor. But then I had the, you know, wits about me to stop jamming the flush button. Had to call the plumber. And I did take the fall for that one, which was brave of me because it was my work.
Again, 52232955. If you need me to take the fall, I will.
Oh, that's so nice. You're going to be the person for everyone. The anxiety that you feel in that moment, Ben, I mean, have you felt anything like it since?
No, it was pretty scary, but the plumber did assure me that it was of average size. Anything to be worried about. Yeah.
Good on ya.
Okay, well, there you go. What I love about, like, when especially with a toilet like that, your brain goes, this next flush will fix it. Like, you're on the teeter point of, is this about to overflow?
Yeah.
And you go, nah.
You'd hope.
This is the
flush. The universe loves me and this is going to be okay.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And we are kicking it with Ed Curnow, thanks to Metrol Geelong. Better service, better advice, better building solutions. And Davo, while Ed's been in here, we're chatting about footy. He's been singing some team songs, mate, randomly.
Yeah, but also, did you see his moves throughout Slater just then? Wowee, I didn't know you could move like that, brother.
Don't stitch me up.
Do you? Are your hip flexors the loosest they've ever been, brother?
High kicks.
I'm not.
That's why he played 200 games for Carlton. He's an athlete.
Kick over a jam, Tim.
And could you believe that he could do the splits?
Split, Davo. You were the dancer, weren't you, Davo?
Of course.
I'm looking forward to
naturally,
it.
Naturally, as you can tell.
We were talking about it before.
Kicked her off the cruise ship. She didn't have a passport for a while.
Have you been on a cruise ship, Dave?
Not yet. This year I will be going on one, but that's another day's story. Because right now we want to talk about the AFL team songs.
Yeah, team songs. They get played a lot in my house. The kids love them.
Oh, that's cute.
See, yes. I think the team songs are crazy. Yeah. Well, I was listening to a bunch of them today, and it just feels like it should be a stage show. Feels like it should be a musical.
Very jaunty, and we were a bit inspired by Matty Cottrell from the Blues before they ripped into their fifth blues song in a row. Harmonica.
Oh, how good was that? And it is strange, though, isn't it? At times, I sit at home at 11 o'clock at night and go, "Why am I keeping the TV on to watch all these guys stand around in a huddle and sing a song to each other?"
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I love that part of it. It's gorgeous.
Come on, boys, look, in for a cuddle. Let's have a sing.
it's
lovely. Oh, the ratings just spike every time.
It's lovely. All right, guys, let's go through Ed Curnow's top five AFL team songs.
Start with number five.
Number five. I think this is a bit of an oldie but a goodie. It goes to North Melbourne. Join in the chorus.
So join in the chorus.
Beautiful.
I mess with North Melbourne's one. It's very jaunty. And I think there's the jaunty indicator. And this one has high jauntiness.
I feel like you could be on a bus with a group of people and you could all join in the chorus to that song and bop around.
Yeah, the hook doesn't get me for that one. But number four.
Number four, the Giants, the big, big sound. Oh, there we go. This is Davo. With your leg kicks, Davo.
There you go. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Written by the Cat Empire, if you didn't know.
What?
Yeah. When they came into the competition in 2012.
I think that would work well at about 2 a.m. and you're just starting up again. Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Wow. I love this one. It's a simple to sing. It's for the Tigers, yellow and black.
Away from Tiger Land.
Getting to the one of the best parts.
Yellow and black.
Yeah, it's literally the best thing to
yell. That's all you have to say, Dave.
Literally. Like, and when they won the flag in 2017, when the crowd yelled,
yellow and black,
it was one of the most passionate things you'll have ever heard in your life.
So good.
That's not even the top two. Wow.
Yeah, well, we're hitting number two.
The Saints. Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
It's a classic.
Dulcet tones from Ed.
He goes, "I want to be at St Kilda." I just like that. Yeah. It's like, far out. You're saying you want to be at St Kilda. That's great. But you want to be
there. You do.
Words are good.
And here we are at number one. What is the top AFL team song?
Highly singable. Everyone can sing along to this one. It's Fremantle. Way to go.
Hit them real hard.
Heave ho.
Microphone. Nah, and their flag mantle is absolutely dominating at the moment. So
Dave,
we're
you'd
that.
Love that song. I've heard you sing it.
Oh, I don't know if that's my favourite. I think that all those five songs, I mean, look, they've got the AFL team song flavour, but there is one song, genuinely, I think the hook beats any other. Oh, it's got to be Port Adelaide.
Go. We'll never stop. Yeah. Honourable six.
Thank you.
Honourable six, there we go. Now
I like the bit. We've got the power to win.
Davo's also tasked you with the worst song in the AFL. What do you got for us?
Well, this is a toss-up. First, I thought it could be Gold Coast because I felt like they were copying Western Bulldogs. Western Bulldogs have Sons of the West, which is quite cool. And Gold Coast have done Sons of the Sun. It was strange. Mm. I couldn't say it. But then I thought it has to be Hawthorn. Their lyrics
the
like,
Hawks.
Happy team at Hawthorn.
All right, let me just get the Hawks one up for us. There we go. Yeah, I'm getting there, mate.
Razzle dazzle.
We're a happy team at
The start of it isn't very
feels
iconic.
Like we're just like, I don't know, going for a walk in the flower farm and it's not really working for me.
Personally, I know that no one really cares what I think.
No.
But there's one song in particular Yeah, thanks for agreeing quickly, both of you guys. There's one song in particular that I think it's not really an official team song, but I know it's our favourite, Dave.
Yeah.
We are Geelong, the greatest team.
Again.
We are Geelong. We're always on the ball.
We'll play the whole thing.
Play the game as AI. It should be played at home or far away.
I can't play away.
Our banners fly high from dawn to dark. Down at Kidinia Park.
It's great.
Yeah, it's crazy that wasn't in your top five considering you sang it so beautifully, Ed.
There you go.
Yeah, well, far out, the Cats. I haven't sung that in a few weeks.
All right, Ed Curno. Mate, we love when you come in here. It's always a bit of fun. Thanks to Metro Geelong. We will see you next Wednesday and unpack whatever comes through. How does that sound?
Sounds good, Tim. All right. Thanks, Davo.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.